What's going on, guys? Welcome back to Cosmatch Wrestling Recap, weekly rumors and roundup edition. Let's get right into this thing, Matt. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there.
Super excited. Yes, happy belated Mother's Day, everybody. If you are watching this either today, May 10th or May 11th, whatever day it is, happy Mother's Day. No matter what, it's Mother's Day everywhere. But let's jump right into some action-packed rumors regarding the WWE. We haven't done a video like this in a few weeks, actually. So go check out our recent video that we did post just a few weeks ago, but this one is pretty entertaining. I'm gonna start with the first one. Mostly everybody knows about this one. Daniel Bryan actually done with the WWE just last week, leaving the company. His contract did expire. People are not sure what he's gonna do. Is he gonna retire? Is he gonna go to New Japan? Is he gonna go to AEW? Of course, they have stuff set up for him in AEW. But I think his time is done.
I really thought that he was gonna take a backstage role with WWE, like he's out helping the talent, you know, but maybe he wants to wrestle someone. Maybe WWE doesn't want to allow that to happen. So I could see him in AEW or the indie scene, New Japan, something like that.
Yeah, well, we'll wait and see, but I kind of hope he's done. He needs a break, but we'll go to the second rumor. This is according to Ringside News, one of my favorite websites. Becky Lynch signing a new contract with WWE. I think it was 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, I mean, I cannot wait to see Becky back. I saw an Instagram picture of her and her little baby girl, and it made me really want to see her back, and I cannot wait to see her back in action, kicking some ass.
Well, if you guys, also leading to the third rumor, if you guys actually missed last week's throwback SmackDown, there is a video. Go check it out in our
description
video files.
We'll put it in there.
One person who everybody was just hoping to see was Aleister Black. He's been on certain vignettes the past few weeks. Leading up to his return as that Fade to Black gimmick. He was not on last week's throwback SmackDown because I guess it was reported segments ran way too long for the show, so they actually just cut him right out of the show.
Dude, if I was Aleister, I would be pissed at WWE and Vince McMahon. You know, he's been trying to build up this gimmick, and this is not the right way to, you know, kick off a brand new gimmick and try and get the fans excited. So poor Aleister Black.
Well, from some sad news to a little more sad news, this kind of was a little funny, but I mean, Sin Cara, he actually is still under contract in the WWE. So Paul Heyman backstage. I guess this was pretty recent. He actually told Sin Cara that his character is dead. No good. So I don't know. Maybe Sin Cara can find something new. I'm praying.
I mean, I remember when he first debuted on WWE TV, and I knew it wasn't getting off to a good start when he botched his entrance when he tried to go off that like little trampoline thing. Yeah, so I knew he wasn't getting off to a good start there.
Yeah,
so.
Well, you can't make somebody look bad just because of their entrance. But hey, well, you know what? Let's hype up the spirit. Let's get some claps in the air because we have John Cena, the 16-time WWE champion, returning to SmackDown next week.
Oh man, I'm so excited for this man. Maybe he'll get that 17th title reign and break Ric Flair's record, man. That would be a hell of a SmackDown. Hey, maybe he'll set up for a match at WrestleMania Backlash. We haven't seen him in a match in, almost 2 years now. So
we'll have to wait and see. But, well, tune in. We will keep you guys very close and posted. Tune in for a SmackDown recap. Let's see if John Cena calls anybody out. So we'll see you guys Saturday morning for that SmackDown recap. And, of course, this Tuesday for a Raw recap.
I cannot wait. Let's be excited for this new rumors and action going on. Always like, comment, and subscribe, guys. And I just want to thank you guys for getting one of our videos up to 3,000 views and over 170 subscribers now, man. I remember when we were excited about getting 30 views on a video, getting 3,000. That's absolutely intense. And we couldn't do it without you guys. So I just want to say thank you for that. Peace out, and we will see you soon.
Peace out, guys. Thank you.